With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House passes a six-month funding bill to prevent a government shutdown. The bill narrowly passed 217 to 213 Tuesday, with all but one Republican supporting the six-month stopgap measure. The proposal now heads to the Senate, where its fate remains uncertain. While Republicans control a slight majority in the Senate, Kentucky's Rand Paul has made it clear he's against the bill. The government shutdown deadline is Friday night. Another federal agency is about to undergo a major slashing of jobs.
The Education Department plans to lay off over 1,300 of its more than 4,000 employees. The layoffs are part of a dramatic downsizing directed by Trump as he moves to reduce the footprint of the federal government. After she was confirmed by the Senate last week, Education Secretary Linda McMahon told employees to brace for profound cuts. The department has now sent an email to employees telling them that the Washington headquarters and regional offices will be closed Wednesday with access forbidden before reopening on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine has said it's ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia proposed by the U.S. after a day of U.S.-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia. White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says Ukraine made clear it wants peace.
We also got into substantive details on how this war is going to permanently end, what type of guarantees they're going to have for their long-term security and prosperity, but also really looking at what it's going to take to finally end this the horrific fighting.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he would present the offer to Russia and that the ball is in their court. This is SRN News. On Monday, we met Daniel Geraci, CEO and founder of the Christian Emergency Response Network called United in Crisis. His organization helps empower churches nationwide to train volunteers how to serve others in natural disasters. SRN News correspondent Lori Tredup asked if the recent failures of agencies like FEMA show the importance of his group's mission.
How does this underscore the need for the church to do what the church is meant to do and us not to rely on the government?
Great, great point. You know, in some ways, I'm somewhat glad that the government is failing, because really, if you look back in history, the church owned this mountain 100%, where the Christian community worked together to become the Good Samaritan of that community.
He adds that United in Crisis is a rallying cry for the global church and all Christians to rise up and demonstrate Christ's love in action in cities worldwide. This is SRN News. It's a first for Southwest Airlines and a big departure from past practices.
The budget carrier will begin charging certain customers a fee to check their bags. In doing so, Southwest abandons a decades-long policy that executives described as key to differentiating the no-frills airline from its rivals. Some changes in the fare structure are also planned. Southwest now anticipates first quarter revenue per available seat mile to rise from 2 to 4%. The prior forecast was for a 5 to 7% increase. Rich Thomason reporting.
Amtrak is taking a swipe at Southwest Airlines. The passenger rail company posted on X Tuesday, quote, "Guess we're the only ones doing free baggage now," end quote. Southwest made their announcement Tuesday that they would charge most customers for checked bags on May 28th. More details at srnnews.com.